This next story traces three generations of an American musical family. That family became known in the 1930s and 40s through the songs of Woody Guthrie.
This land is your land, and this land is my land.
Woody's son, Arlo Guthrie, had a number of hits, including one that was requested so often he refused to play it anymore.
You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant.
Today, Arlo's daughter, Woody's granddaughter, Sarah Lee, becomes the latest Guthrie to release a studio recording. It's titled Exploration. When we found Arlo Guthrie, he was vacationing at a beach house in Hawaii. His daughter Sarah Lee Guthrie joined the conversation from California.
Hey!
Hey!
Hey, I got the posters and the records and everything.
When the morning's over and you gotta get up, how you gonna get along?
Arlo Guthrie's daughter grew up in a musical household, but she says she avoided learning how to play an instrument until she was 18 years old.
I knew that as soon as I picked up a guitar, it was all over. You know, my first show would be, you know, a couple hundred people there, which was what happened. But I wasn't ready for that until I was 18.
I was totally sympathetic, as a matter of fact, with her not playing music. When I was a kid going to school, kids would start singing songs in the school, and some of those songs would inevitably be like "This Land Is Your Land" or something. And it was embarrassing for me to be me.
Sarah Lee Guthrie decided to become a musician only after she fell in love with one. Now that she's 25, that musician is her husband. The South Carolina singer Johnny Irion wrote most of the songs on their new album.
I know not every night can be like the first. The excitement you long and thirst.
Johnny Irion is someone who was originally an outsider to this family. How did you see this musical family when you first got to know them?
Oh, wow. When I met Sarah Lee out here, I had not really listened to a lot of folk music, and that tradition of the music hit me like a ton of bricks, and it's been great.
Well, the interesting part of that was that I hadn't listened to a lot of folk music until I met Johnny, and that's what inspired me. I just went back and listened to old Woody Guthrie records that I had never heard, and really learned so much about where I came from, and then realized that this is what I had to do.
I'd like to play something from this new release here by Sarah Lee Guthrie and Johnny Irion. It's the cut called Ceasefire. We have a story here of a kind of a ramshackle train ride across New Jersey, I guess.
Yes.
And when I hear that song and the rhythm of that song and the subject of that song, it makes me think of an Arlo Guthrie song called City of New Orleans.
I'm the train they call the City of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
Well, you know, City of New Orleans was written by my good friend Steve Goodman.
Right.
But one of the things that I think makes that song so unique is that it speaks about a world that's gone by. Maybe that's the connection that you're making there. I'm not exactly sure, but it holds you in a time and a place that still means something today.
Is there a specific piece of advice about music or about life that has been passed from father to son and then on to daughter?
I don't think I ever passed on anything interesting.
Well, that's not true.
You know, in our family, music was not ever really a business to begin with. It was more like a friend. I think that was true for my dad. He never viewed his music or his songs as a business. And I've tried to pass that part of it on, and I think I've been successful.
Sarah Lee Guthrie, is there something in particular you think you've learned from your father, even though he modestly denies having taught you much?
Yeah, absolutely. And it actually goes back to Woody and listening to his songs. And I'm going to pick up on the song that really taught me a lot. And I think that was probably the 1913 massacre.
You ask about work and you ask about pay. They'll tell you they make less than a dollar a day, working their copper claims, risking their lives.
You know, it was just one of these sort of typical union versus the mine owners confrontations. You know, it was just my dad writing really about greed.
Sara Lee, you were going to say what you learned from that song.
I've always thought of myself as the miners. I was always part of the people who were struggling for the people who needed us.
White collar crimes, greenback rhymes. It's just the order of the dress today.
I have a request. Can I get the three of you to sing together, just a bar or two?
Dad, do you have a guitar?
Yeah, I actually do have a guitar.
Well, that's great. What a surprise that Arlo Guthrie would have a guitar around the house.
Hey, wait a minute. It's way too early to be playing music, you know.
Nah, come on.
I joined a union for a reason.
That's right.
Okay, wait. Can you hear me? Can you hear the guitar?
Yeah.
Okay.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island,
from the redwood forests to the Gulf Stream waters,
this land was made for you and me.
I think my pop's in there somewhere singing along with us too.
That's beautiful, guys.
We could do shows like this. We could all sit in our own houses or wherever we are.
Sara Lee Guthrie, Johnny Irion, Arlo Guthrie, thanks very much.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Sara Lee Guthrie and Johnny Irion's new album is titled Exploration. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. And we're back.